Track 4, VI News and VI Tip of the Week. This week I've got two articles for you, and the first one is entitled, I Love the Sound of Music. Inspirational blind pianist takes over Newcastle's Central Station. Music lights up 15-year-old Ethan Kramer's life, who was born blind. The inspirational teen from Middlesbrough started playing the piano at just 18 months old and since has become a talented musician. And he has been entertaining commuters recently at Newcastle Central Station. He said, I couldn't imagine a world without music. When I was younger, I loved the sound of music and was fascinated by people's different takes on it. Ethan was born with a condition called septo-optic dysplasia, resulting in him being born blind. When Ethan was three, his nana, Sandra Gordon, was taken by surprise as she overheard him play a nursery rhyme that he had memorised. The 67-year-old said, when Ethan was born blind, we were thinking about what we could do. So the first thing we did was buy a kid's roll-up piano, which he started to play when 18 months old. When he was three, I was listening to him play and realised that he was playing a nursery rhyme. I was amazed. He'd obviously listened, remembered, and then played it at such a young age. I'm so proud. He's just my life. He's an amazing kid. Following this special moment that made his nana recognise her grandson's natural talent, she booked him piano lessons. From there, his talent started to grow, and at 9 years old, the family bought him his own Yamaha piano to practice his skills. He's since learned how to play the guitar, writes his own music and songs, and is currently teaching himself to sing. Prior to Ethan's visit at Newcastle Central Station, the family, as a surprise, contacted the local charity, Daft as a Brush, who have introduced the piano back to the station to ask if Ethan was able to play. The charity staff were delighted with Ethan's visit and welcomed his amazing talent performed on their piano. Ethan has gone on to play at many events, including the Sage in Gateshead and the Middlesbrough Town Hall, Middlesbrough Mila on the 17th of August, and will be at the Thrift at Redcar September the 14th. He also plays at his local pub, the Dormans, at open mic nights every Sunday. The inspirational teen has proved there are no barriers when living with a disability and is passionate to progress a career as a singer-songwriter in the future. He said, it's what I want to be. I write my own songs and lyrics and I want to be a singer-songwriter and get into the music business. The musical talent runs in the family, as Ethan's younger brother, 9-year-old Ashton Kramer, loves to play his brother's songs. He said, I play the ukulele and drums along to my brother's songs. I don't know how Ethan does it. I think it's cool how he knows where the keys are. Thankfully, Ethan got into music at a young age, which has made him have a huge impact on his life. And now on to Article 2. For people who are blind or disabled, the selfish actions of drivers obstructing blocked curbs can represent not just a challenge, but a serious risk. It's not until you go through it yourself that you realise how much it can affect you. Those are the words of one mum who is fed up of trying to explain to people why it is so important for drivers not to park in front of a dropped curb. Rhianne Morris, 33, and her 7-year-old son Harley are both visually impaired and rely on a cane to get around. Harley has only recently begun using a cane and Rhianne hopes he will become more independent as he gets older. We are working on his independence and he's going to have mobility training which will hopefully help him to be more confident, said Rhianne. But the pair are constantly faced with one challenge which makes it difficult to get around safely. People parking in front of dropped curbs. It is a big issue for us. We live in Lichard, Bridgend, just up the street from Harley's school. It is great because it means I can walk him to school every day and hopefully, when he's older, he'll be able to walk himself. But like many schools, there is a big problem with people parking outside the gate and people parking on the drop curb there. Drop curbs are a form of tactile paving that was introduced to make life easier for disabled people. A blister surface is used at a drop curb to provide warning to visually impaired people who would otherwise find it difficult to differentiate between where the pavement ends and the road begins. According to Anita Davis, who is a rehabilitation officer for the visually impaired, the bumps that form a blister surface are also an important part of crossing the road safely. People with visual impairment use those bumps not only as an indicator that they are approaching a road and a safe place to cross, but also as a guidance. We teach people to line their feet up with the bumps before they begin crossing. That way they will safely walk in a straight line and won't be left walking up the road, said Anita, 47, who is certified blind. Anita and Rianne are part of a group of disabled people in Bridgend who want to raise awareness of how doing something so simple like parking on a drop curb can potentially endanger a disabled person's life. As someone with a visual impairment, I rely on my knowledge of the environment that I live in to get around safely, said Rianne. That includes knowing where I can and can't safely cross the road, and drop curbs are something I rely on every day. If I approach a crossing that has a drop curb and it's blocked, then I don't know where the next safe place is to cross the road. I don't have that guidance. I'm quite often forced to go onto the road, crossing between two cars, for example, which is extremely stressful when you can't see everything around you. Rian said she often explains to drivers who are park blocking a curb why it's so important for them not to do so, and she's regularly met with abuse. I've had one woman swear at me in front of both our children. Other parents have been really supportive of the message I'm trying to get across. Crossing a road may not seem a big thing for most people, but for some it can be very difficult and should be made as accessible as possible. Rian has set up a petition to raise awareness of the challenge that blocking pavements brings in the hope that it will become illegal. It is currently illegal to park in front of a drop curb as it is an obstruction, and this can result in a fine. However, it is not illegal to park on a pavement, which is something that Anita has a lot of trouble with. I walk independently with and without a cane, and whilst it may tell me that there is a vehicle parked on a pavement and I can make my way around it, what that cane cannot do is to tell me where the wing mirror is, for example. I've been left with a black eye after walking into a wing mirror of a van because that is something I'm not prepared for, said Anita, who lives in Bridgend. Part of Anita's job is teaching people how to get around their local environment, making sure that they can get to the shop or their local bus stop. Anita explained that for many people, if they come into an obstruction like a car parked on a drop curb or a pavement, then they would rather go home than have to deal with the stress and anxiety that comes with trying to manoeuvre around the space. People often say they didn't realise what it was until it affected them, she added. Anita is a member of the Bridgend Coalition of Disabled People who successfully campaigned in the past to have drop curbs installed across the town. Their chairman, 43-year-old Simon Green, is a wheelchair user who used to live at the top of Park Street, which was named the most polluted street in Bridgend in 2018. The road is a long stretch which is constantly used by cars and buses. At the bottom of the long stretch of the pavement is a drop curb crossing, right on the junction of the road and a small side street, which is constantly blocked by cars. Simon took us out to Park Street to show just how bad the problem is, and within 10 minutes of being there, a car had arrived and parked in front of the drop curb. The irony that springs to mind with the stories from these people is that most of them are unable to drive because of their disability, so they're more likely to rely on public pathways and public transport to get around. If that public pathway is obstructed, something that should be as easy as travelling to the bottom of their street can be turned into a difficult and dangerous obstacle. And now we move on to VI Tip of the Week. And this week it's all about cooking. Tip number one, audio labelling. If you aren't able to memorise the contents of your kitchen, you will then need to find a non-visual way to identify your items. One way you can do this is by using braille labels, but you can also use a simpler way. For example, if you have two containers that feel the same, you could put an elastic band over one or a sticky tape over the other so you don't get them confused. Tip number two, listening to the sound of food. Did you know smell, taste, touch and your hearing senses can be used to identify similar ingredients? If you have a refined sense of hearing, this can help you identify if an item is cooked just by the sound. For example, you could probably tell when a sponge cake is done because you'll hear a ticking or a sizzling sound. Tip three, marking your temperature dials. Bumpons are sticky-backed rubber circles that come in many shapes and sizes and can also be stuck onto anything. Using a bumpon can help you when it comes to using your temperature dials. For instance, all you would need to do is line up the temperature knob with the edge of the bumpon. And finally, tip number four, talking gadgets. There are many gadgets that you can now use to help you in cooking. A meat tenderizer is a good tool to use to identify if the meat is cooked because it springs back if it is cooked. Other good tools that you can use are a talking thermometer and talking scales. And just to say, if you're interested in bumpons and any of these gadgets, you can phone for information to the Low Vision Advice at Beacon. And that's on 01902 886786.